camera highlights in the world of sports.
Well, it was certainly a year in sports in 1941. Some of the highlights, and you know, we've got legends all over the place. Ted Williams, Joe DiMaggio, Joe Louis. One legend's a pony.
They're turning into the stretch with Whirlaway on the lead. And this jockey looking back is not running wide. It is Whirlaway by three lengths. Whirlaway is coming on away to be another horse to win the Kentucky Derby and the Preakness.
Whirlaway, of course, the horse that won the coveted Triple Crown this year, the fifth time that's ever been done. It was a fast but erratic chestnut colt that had a streak of wins already when it went into the starting gate at this year's Kentucky Derby.
And they're away.
And he came from the back of the Derby and flew through the final quarter to win by eight lengths. He did the same at the Preakness with a 5.5-length victory, but then at Belmont, it was all over. He catapulted into a 7-length lead after a slow start. At the final turn, he seemed to veer off course until legendary jockey Eddie Arcaro straightened him out to get that Triple Crown with an easy 2.5-length win. Then in the boxing ring, there was the challenger.
The very capable challenger, Billy Cunn.
Capable. Well, some thought he was a credible threat to the heavyweight title held by Joe Louis. 17 challengers have come before him, and this year, Cunn was supposed to be different, trying to become the world's first light heavyweight champion in boxing history to win the heavyweight crown, and the crowd believed he could win. Cunn was actually, if you watch the fight, was actually winning on the scorecards up to round 13. Louis heard the words of his trainer in his ears. The reporter said, "You have to knock him out to win." And in the 13th, Louis pummeled Cunn, knocking him down after 38 minutes of fighting. The referee counted 10 as Cunn got on his feet. Split second, too late. He was counted out. So, Joe Louis in 1941 remains the undefeated heavyweight champion, maybe even the greatest of all time. It was certainly a good year. In my book, it's always a good year in sports for baseball, but not so much for the Brooklyn Dodgers. They smelled victory in the World Series against the New York Yankees this year. They had a chance to even the series in Game 4. Dodgers had a 4-3 lead in the ninth inning with no Yankees on base. Then, something happened.
So, again, we've come up to a 3-2 pitch. Two out in the ninth inning. Casey gets by Henrik. It's all over. You're starting his windup out there again. He's all ready now. Watch it. Here it comes. He swung, fouled the ball. He swung at the ball and missed it. The ball gets away from the catcher, and Henrik goes to first.
Oh, I live in Brooklyn. How much does that hurt? The error, and it was charged as an error, kept the Yankees alive. They came back to get a 7-4 win, and they won the series. A couple of baseball legends to talk about here in 1941. You know, which record do you think is going to stand the test of time here? Sportsman of the Year this 1941 has to be Joe DiMaggio, record-breaking 56-game hitting streak, inspiring a song.
Joe DiMaggio.
But what about Ted Williams?
Remember this date, man. September 28, 1941. It may be a history-making day.
At Shibe Park in Philadelphia, 23-year-old Ted Williams did it. Boston Red Sox, 23-year-old. What kind of batting average is a .406 batting average for the entire season? Try that for a record.
.406, not too bad of it.
And not too bad a season. I mean, his best yet. But there's one more legend who still gets all the attention, even though he's retired.
Hey, gang, come on, here's Babe Ruth!
Hello, boys and girls.
Oh,
that's the way. Just call me Babe.
Why do they call you Babe?
Why do they call me Babe? Well, I'll tell you. A few years before you were born, I was playing with the Baltimore Orioles. And when I went to Baltimore, and in Fayetteville, North Carolina, was my first appearance. And when the coach saw me come in, he said, "There comes this big baby." So Baby has stuck to me ever since. Hello, Sonny. What's your name?
Billy Ruthven.
Billy Ruthven. How old are you, Billy?
12 years old.
Well, you're a pretty big fellow to be 12. You got a favorite team?
Yes, the Dodgers.
Uh-oh.
How about that?
Well, there was some cheers and boos in that. I don't know. Now, what is your name, Sonny?
Edward.
Edward who?
Sheedy.
Sheedy, huh? Well, how old are you?
Seven.
Have you got a favorite team? What is it?
The Yankees.
Yankees, good for you.
Look at the movies of 1941 in just a minute. It's 1941 on The Takeaway.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.